This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the Bhairabi Sairang new railway line project today during his visit to Mizoram. The rail line will connect the capital of Mizoram, Aizawl, with the Indian Railways network for the first time in history. Over 51 kilometers rail line has been constructed at a cost of around 8,000 crore rupees. With this project, Aizawl becomes the fourth northeastern capital city after Guwahati, Agartala and Itanagar to be connected to the Indian Railways network, opening avenues for trade, tourism and economic growth. Union Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has stated that the inauguration of the new Bhairabi Sairang railway line will mark a milestone in the history of Mizoram. Mr. Vaishnav arrived in Aizawl yesterday to participate in a function where Prime Minister Modi will inaugurate the new railway line today. Soon after arriving at the Lone Lengpui Airport, the Union Railway Minister visited the Sairang railway station about 20 kilometers from Aizawl. Speaking to reporters, Mr. Vaishnav said, "The railway line is part of fulfilling India's Act East policy." He said it is a milestone for Mizoram as the new railway line will improve connectivity and bring development. Mr. Vaishnav announced that goods trains will start arriving in Sairang tomorrow. He said Mizoram will now be able to easily transport its fruits and rare agricultural products, including dragon fruit, to other parts of the country like Srinagar's apples coming to Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Gyan Bharatam mission is set to become the voice of India's culture, literature and consciousness. Addressing the gathering at the International Conference on Gyan Bharatam in New Delhi, Mr. Modi yesterday said India has the world's largest collection of about 1 crore manuscripts. He further stated that throughout history, crores of manuscripts were destroyed, but the ones that remain show how devoted the ancestors were to knowledge, science and learning. The Prime Minister also launched the Gyan Bharatam portal, a dedicated digital platform to accelerate manuscript digitization, preservation and public access, and addressed the gathering on the occasion. President Draupadi Murmu administered the oath of office of Vice President of India to C.P. Radhakrishnan at a ceremony held at Rashtrapati Bhavan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, former President Ramnath Kovind, Mr. C.P. Radhakrishnan's predecessor Jagdeep Dhankar, and Union Ministers including Amit Shah, Rajnath Singh, J.P. Nadda, Piyush Goyal and Nitin Gadkari were present on the occasion. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that India considers Europe as a trusted partner, strategic ally and a friend committed to fair play, rule of law, sustainability, quality standards and inclusive growth. Addressing the joint ministerial business interaction on India-European Union Free Trade Agreement in New Delhi yesterday, the minister stressed that the partnership must be viewed not only in terms of expanding trade, but also for the larger positive impact worldwide.
I think it's important that we look upon this relationship not purely from the lens of what we can do to expand trade between Europe and India, but for the larger impact this partnership can have worldwide. Her Excellency President Ursula von der Leyen had very rightly said, and I'd like to quote, "In an era of conflicts and intense competition, you need trusted friends. For Europe, India is such a friend."
In a tragic incident this evening, at least 8 persons were killed and over 20 injured in Karnataka's Hassan district as a goods-laden truck ran over people taking part in the Ganesh Visarjan procession. The incident took place near Mosale-Hoshahali railway gate in Hassan Taluk, Hassan district. According to the police, during the Ganesh immersion at Mosale-Hoshahali, the truck driver, due to overspeeding and careless driving, rammed the vehicle into the crowd. IMD has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Uttarakhand, Telangana, Marathwada and northeastern states for today. Similar conditions are also predicted in most of South India. And in sports, India's Lakshya Sen has defeated compatriot Ayush Shetty to make it to the semifinals of the Hong Kong Open Badminton Tournament. And that is the end of this news bulletin.